right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
To you. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got your next Traffic on the Fives coming up here in 4 minutes. Here's some of the top stories in the news, though. Former President Jimmy Carter has entered hospice care. He's at age 98, and it's got a lot of people who are already trying to, I guess, provide their condolences, and you've already got some memorials that people are writing up and everything like that. But he's the longest living U.S. president right now in hospice care at age 98. Also in the top stories today, we've got President Biden making a surprise visit to the Ukraine. And going along with that, so he's in Ukraine on a surprise visit to Kyiv, but then at the same time, as he's making a visit to Ukraine, a Chinese top diplomat has headed to Russia, and there's starting to become a little bit of back and forth between China and the United States. China hitting back at allegations from the United States that it's providing Russia with help in its war in Ukraine, and basically saying we're doing the same thing for you. Well, yeah, we admit to it, and so, but I don't know why. Like, we know this was happening. Remember during the Olympics, that there was this buzz about Putin was going to invade Ukraine. But the Olympics was in Beijing, and to be respectful to his friend, President Xi, he did not invade. And so, is this a surprise that we think that China's helping Russia? I don't think so. Us accusing them of doing that is like, it's not really an accusation. It's just kind of known. For them to hit back and say, well, you guys are helping Ukraine, it's like, okay, now we're just stating the obvious for both sides. It's kind of getting ridiculous. Michigan State reopened up today after that deadly shooting that happened last weekend. The university is going to cover the victim's funeral costs as well as hospital bills, according to a report today. A record number of guns were seized at airports in 2022. 6,542 guns, 18 a day, were intercepted at U.S. airport security in 2022. Now, I don't know if this is indicator that more guns are trying to get through, or if this is an indicator that we're just catching more of the guns. Because if you remember, there was a TSA report about 5 years ago that came out. They did their own undercover trial and everything like that of trying to basically sneak through airports. Firearms as well as knives longer than, what is it, like 2 inches, 2.5 inches, or whatever you got to take. And they did their own test, and they found like 70% of the things that they tried to get through got through. That was like 5 or 6 years ago. And so I'm sure since then they've been trying to make changes. So I don't know if this is necessarily a indicator that more guns are coming through, or if this is just an indicator that, hey, we've got, I guess, we're doing a better job of catching them. It's Pensacola News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So some of the other news going on here, the Ohio train derailment update. Ohio residents near the train wreck area are still complaining about rashes, sore throats, and nausea. This comes about 4 days after officials said that everything is in the clear. And apparently it's not, because residents are complaining of all these medical issues, which we went over on Friday, the details of each chemical that was released and what they actually do to you. And three of them creates nausea. And so if the residents are complaining of nausea, then it sounds like it's obviously something from that train spill. Governor DeSantis kicked off a pro-police tour in Democrat-run cities. And they're starting to be with him because he was in Chicago over the weekend, and he's going to other cities. So with this, there's becoming a lot of talk that, well, now that we got Nikki Haley in the race, rumored to have Tim Scott jumping into the race pretty soon, maybe this is him trying to say, hey, I'm getting out of Florida right now to start building up a name for me to run for 2024. I don't necessarily know yet. I honestly don't. I don't know if he really is planning on going that route. I mean, he keeps saying himself that he's planning on, you know, just focusing on being governor. But, you know, how many times do we hear any politician say that, and then, you know, 2 days later, something's different? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have an accident. This is going to be Davis Highway in Copter Road. So we are seeing some slow-moving traffic there. That's going to be, again, on Copter off of Davis Highway. Other than that, roads are looking pretty good with I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. 98, Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre showing nothing to slow you down. And at 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also checking in clear. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Independence for the Blind's Eyeball is coming up on March 11th at 6 o'clock in the ballroom at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help provide programming for their clients to reach their maximum independence in their lives. You can also get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. Coming up later this hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of books to the Sunbelt Conference. What's the difference between tickets and books? Books means you're basically got all the tickets to all the games. So you're going to have a pair of tickets to every game. So you can go to whichever game you want, or you can go to all the games you want. So we'll be giving those away coming up here later on Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. One other story here I wanted to share real quick is, where did it go? Oh, yeah. Another powerful earthquake struck Turkey. Our last count on the Turkey-Syrian border was that there was over 47,000 people who died due to the results of that earthquake. And now they've had a 6.4 magnitude tremor that hit the area. So, I mean, it just happened earlier today, so we'll have to see how, hopefully, it's not creating too much more damage. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up this Friday, February 25th at 7:30, the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra presents Verdi Requiem. With soaring moments of joy and dramatic fanfare, Verdi Requiem is one of the most treasured choral works of all time. And so Pensacola Symphony Orchestra is going to be joining forces with four celebrated soloists and more than 120 voices from the Hattiesburg Choral Union. So be sure to check that out Friday, February 25th at 7:30. And also next hour, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to go see that. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. White House officials claim President Biden's surprise visit to Ukraine is unprecedented in modern times. Biden Friday made the final decision to proceed with the trip to Kyiv ahead of a visit to Warsaw. The journey differed from past unannounced visits to war zones like Iraq and Afghanistan, as the U.S. does not have an established military presence on the ground. Officials say at least three people are dead after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit near the Turkey-Syria border today. More than 200 people injured. Of course, this comes after the two countries were devastated by massive earthquakes that killed tens of thousands. The church where Jimmy Carter has attended and taught is asking for prayers for the former president. It was announced over the weekend that the 98-year-old Carter will be put under hospice care. And a key charge against actor Alec Baldwin in connection with the deadly shooting on the Rust film set in 2021 being dropped. He's no longer charged with gun enhancement after his lawyers filed a motion to show the law used as basis for the charge didn't apply at the time of the shooting. So with the charge dropped, Baldwin no longer faces a minimum of 5 years in prison, Bobby.
Yeah, I saw that about Alec Baldwin right there. So that's a, that's still a benefit to him.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, he still could face prison. I actually read one thing, though, that says this actually might make it to where he actually does face prison charges more so than the other charges that were going against him. Because I guess this is easier to prove. I mean, this is one of those legal things where it's like, okay, this is out of my wheelhouse here, right? But I was reading a report on Fox News about this, and they were saying with the other charges, he actually might have gotten off completely and not had any jail time or anything like that. And they're saying with them downgrading the charges, it actually has a better chance of them convicting.
Hmm.
Still doesn't necessarily mean he might do jail time. It just kind of depends. But now with these charges, no matter what, even if he is found guilty, he would be – if he was found guilty – and they require jail time, then we know that that would be less jail time than what he was facing before. So let's see what happens with that. And, yeah, I saw the thing with Jimmy Carter. I mean, I was mentioning earlier, I'm already seeing, like, people writing, like, basically obits on him. It's like, you know, he's still in hospice. It could be a while. And then I read another one that I think a lot of – well, this was a younger person. They didn't know he was still alive. So there's – that part too, that didn't realize Jimmy Carter was even still around. So
I knew he was still alive, and the reason why, I mean, it's different from, you know, pretty much everybody, but so my sister is actually, she's in the Marine Corps, she's a combat photographer, but like in her role, I'm trying to remember what funeral this was. I believe this was it Nancy Reagan's funeral just a few years ago? Does that sound right?
That was still a while ago.
Well, anyway, there was a picture that she took that had, this was when President Trump was in office. It was a funeral, and she got a picture of a shot of all the remaining living presidents in this particular shot. And Jimmy Carter, of course, was in there. So that's how I knew. But, and I hadn't heard that he had died since then, so I was like, "Yeah, I think he's still alive." But yeah, of course, he precedes my time. You know, I was born in '86, don't know much other than whatever I learned in third grade history class. But
yeah,
a little bit exactly before me,
other than just learning about the history of him and his experience there. So, I think that's how I know. Talking to my parents and others who were around with Jimmy Carter was president. They don't have good things to say about him, but that's just my side of the family. So, but either way, you don't want to see
H.W. Bush's funeral. That's
amazing. It's amazing to me, living 98 years old with all the stress that he's had to deal with in his life.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, good for him.
It was H.W. by the way, was the funeral. I just looked it up.
H.W. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. It's 425. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns. Roads are looking pretty empty for this bank holiday Monday. Only slowdowns we are seeing are going to be on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. You will still have your typical afternoon delays, but 98 looking good throughout Gulf Breeze proper, in front of the Nature Preserve and Tiger Point, as well as throughout Navarre. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And if you are thinking about selling a house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth. LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we got somebody who was found not guilty, and due to, well, what I think is an error in the law. Let's talk about that next, right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Last week, Escambia County Judge Coleman Robinson found 44-year-old Pensacola man not guilty for two attempted murder charges after shooting one deputy and shooting at another back in 2019. How is he found not guilty? By reason of insanity. If you listen to Pensacola right now, you've heard me talk about this before as well. That is not a good excuse. To me, if you're so insane that you're willing to shoot police officers, or so insane that you're willing to harm somebody else, then you're probably too insane to be on the streets. And so that is all the more reason to me to have even more punishment and to get people off the streets. So I just, this whole thing of not guilty by reason of insanity is like, no, if you're claiming you're insane, that automatically means you need to be locked up at minimum. And so I saw this. Two police officers shot at by this guy. He's found not guilty. I'm like, you got to be kidding me with this again. And it's right here in our backyard. I don't know. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You know, I was mentioning Governor DeSantis is on this this tour. I'm starting to see I was seeing a lot more people saying they believe it's a presidential preview of DeSantis visiting New York City, Chicago, and Philadelphia and talking about and basically he's supporting the police. But they're saying, well, this is a presidential preview. Maybe he'll be, if he runs for president, maybe he'll be the law enforcement president or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know. Those are not, to me, are not the people who know Governor DeSantis. And if you've watched him as a governor, he's been an advocate for the environment. He's been an advocate for schools. He's been an advocate for teachers. He's been an advocate for law enforcement. Yeah. He's been an advocate for allowing people to choose on their own for their own health. He's been an advocate for medical marijuana. There's been he's multifaceted. But that's the rhetoric from the national media right now. This is a presidential preview of Governor DeSantis. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Local, dependable. You'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're talking about basically being innocent because or not guilty by reason of insanity. And we got a couple texts about that here. Hey, Bobby, I believe at least in the state of Florida over in Tallahassee, there's like a mental institution hospital that you're locked up in that end up sending these folks to. So it's not like they do go free, at least not in the state of Florida. I believe because I had a friend who got himself in a little trouble and he was mental, and they sent him over there for a long time and then they put him back in prison. So what you're saying is not guilty by reason of insanity. I was saying not guilty by reason of insanity means you're still dangerous. And to me, take you off the streets. And so got a texter here saying, well, they do take them off the streets, put them in a mental hospital, and that's where they stay. Okay. I'm not familiar with that part of it. I understood that they're basically not guilty, and that not guilty means you're free. You're free to go. There still might be Baker acting type of situations, but no, like, prison or, you know, permanent detainment of any sort or anything like that. Got another text here. Maybe Governor DeSantis' tour of the Northern Police Forces is a recruiting trip. Oh, there's that. Good point, because remember, state of Florida has a bonus. If you move here from another state, you're a law enforcement officer in another state, and whether it be police, highway patrol, or even security for prisons, then you get a bonus, a signing bonus, and we've already recruited hundreds of officers in other states. Maybe that's what it's about. Good point. That's kind of funny. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. If you would like a pair of books to the Sun Belt Conference, the games are February 28th through March 6th at the Pensacola Bay Center. So what a book is you're getting a book with a ticket to each game. So basically, you can go to every game you want. If you want to just go to a couple of the games, you want to give the tickets away to somebody else, you can do that. But we're going to have two books. That way, you've got a pair of tickets to every game. Then go ahead and text in the word basketball to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Also, the let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 923.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout Pensacola. We are seeing some slow-moving traffic that's going to be at Creighton and Tippin. We do have an accident on Creighton, so just keep that in mind. So seeing some slight slowdowns on both Creighton Road and Tippin Avenue at that intersection. Other than that, we're looking good. Typical slowdowns, that's going to be on 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace due to just everyday afternoon traffic and construction. But 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. You won't see anything to slow you down, as well as throughout Navarre and Mary Esther. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. You just call 211 to schedule your time. If you're not familiar with this, this is a free program for families and individuals making less than $60,000 a year. So volunteers are going to operate from four sites throughout the tax season. Pensacola State College's main campus, their Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and a Goodwill over on Olive Road. So call 211 to schedule your time today. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, NHL hockey update. We already got a couple of games underway early today. The Flyers are beating Calgary 3-1 with a minute left in the second period. That's on ESPN Plus. And San Jose Sharks have beaten the Seattle Kraken 3-0. They scored at the end of the second period right there. Earlier today, Boston beat Ottawa 3-1, and the Florida Panthers beat Anaheim 4-3 in overtime. And then I got a couple more games tonight on ESPN Plus. Winnipeg plays the Rangers, and the Islanders play the Penguins. NCAA women's basketball is on tonight as well on ESPN 2. Number 3 Stanford is hosting number 17 UCLA. That'll be at 8 o'clock on ESPN 2. NCAA men's basketball is going to be on ESPN at 6 o'clock. Louisville plays Duke. And on ESPN 2, Oklahoma State plays West Virginia. Then late game on ESPN is going to be number 3 Kansas against number 24 TCU. Then in sports news, Russell Westbrook plans to sign with the Clippers, according to his agent. So remember, he was traded to the Utah Jazz, but then he wanted to buy out, did not want to play for them, wanted to buy out, so he's going to sign with the Clippers. Jason Tatum yesterday set an NBA All-Star Game record with 55 points, and NBA and the NBA Players Association have a lot of issues to work out with their collective bargaining is coming up. Their collective bargaining agreement is coming up, so they've got a lot of things to work out still. Apparently, they're pretty far away from being able to sign a deal. And Red McCombs, the Spurs founder and the Vikings owner, has passed away today. This is at the he's the ex-owner of the Spurs, Nuggets, and Vikings. He passed away today at the age of 95 in his home in San Antonio. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So Florida's homeless problem. This is something we've discussed off and on, especially in the Pensacola area, where we just had to remove that camp that was underneath the bridge at I-110. And the state of Florida seems to, you know, as we continue to grow in population, we're also increasing the number of homeless that are in our state. So there's a new report out by 24/7 Wall Street. I guess they got their data from the Office of Policy Development and Research to try to figure out what is the percentage of homeless people per the population. And Florida comes in 11th highest overall. So 11th highest over 45.2% of individuals are without a shelter in 2022. And this is percentage-wise, not obviously total number. Both total number and highest percentage belongs to California. California has 67.3% of individuals without a shelter who are homeless, and their total homeless population is 171,000 people. 171,000 people. And unfortunately, over the past 12 years, California's homeless population has increased 38.9%. Now, in the state of Florida, our homeless population over the past 12 years has actually dropped 54.9%. So that's fantastic. The best state with as far as homeless population goes, percentage-wise, would be Vermont, Maine, New York, Wisconsin, and Delaware. Now, once again, this is homeless without shelters. And so when you talk about overall homelessness, they've actually been increasing their homelessness in each one of those states over the past 12 years as well. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And then I got an update for you on Facebook and some changes that Facebook is making. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. Sugar. Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There's, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 7 minutes, I have today's sign of the apocalypse, and it's about wokeism. I'll just tell you that. About wokeism with some beloved children's books. So we'll talk about that in about 7 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Joe, what do you got going on in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, several people living in East Palestine, Ohio, are suing Norfolk Railroad after the toxic derailment. Residents claim they're still experiencing headaches, burning nose, runny nose, and sore throat, and persistent coughing since the derailment. EPA says most of the area is clean, but residents remain skeptical. Officials say at least three people dead after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck near Turkey and Syria again, more than 200 people injured as well. Today, the first day of classes on the campus of Michigan State since last week's shooting that left three students dead and five others injured. The university also says funeral costs for the victims will be covered through donations to the school's Spartan Fund. Former President Trump announcing his 2024 campaign staff in Iowa. A handful of other GOP presidential hopefuls have spent some time in Iowa recently, including former Vice President Mike Pence, who was there last week. And Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, earned $104 million in its first weekend at the theaters across the U.S. and Canada.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's exploding out there. We were wondering how well it would take off. But I did talk. So I said on my preview on Friday, I thought it was good. I thought it was more like the other Ant-Mans and the Wasp. It was not like the new realm of Marvel Cinematic Universe movies that have not been as enjoyable, at least to me. But I've talked to quite a few people who saw it over the weekend, and they just thought it was – they didn't really like it. They thought it was childish. They thought it was too goofy. And I'm like, but Ant-Man and the Wasp and Ant-Man is kind of goofy. That's how it's always been, kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy is a little bit goofy.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe they were wanting something a little bit more serious. I don't know. But
well,
so I guess not everybody's liking it.
I mean – the second one, like I remember the second one, it wasn't too like childish that I recall. It seemed to be more in line with some of the other ones that you were talking about there.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But I mean, I guess there's some silly things to them. I mean, they're just fun. That Ant-Man and the Wasp tries to make you laugh. Like that's that like Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man, they're really going for laughs a lot. And I guess maybe for some people, they just didn't really like it that much. So. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. You won't see anything, or you will see some slow-moving traffic due to construction. Once into Pace, you won't see anything to slow you down throughout Pace and Milton on Highway 90. Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Facebook just announced that they're adding a paid verification option, just like Twitter's. That's right. Instead of getting a blue check mark, you get a blue badge. They call it Meta Verify. They're already testing it in Australia and New Zealand. They plan to roll it out to some more countries soon. The web version costs $12 a month, or it's $15 if you get it through your phone app. That's like Twitter's. It's between $8 and $11 for the Twitter Blue. And now, of course, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook owns Instagram as well. So if you pay the $12 or $15 a month, you'll not only just have a blue badge for Facebook, you also get it for your Instagram page as well. And I just found this was interesting because if you remember when the Twitter verification came out, it was blasted by a lot of people. We're like, how dare Elon Musk do this? And a lot of the concerns from celebrities, I brought this up before, was that they were afraid that somebody could just pay and say, hey, I'm Elon Musk. I'm paying the money to say this. And so that's what they were afraid of, and that's why they thought it was ridiculous. Now it's turned out that everybody's kind of calmed down and everything, and I guess Facebook was like, that's a pretty good money-making idea. Why don't we do that too? So turns out this thing that everybody was blasting Elon Musk for, now Facebook's like, okay, yeah, let's follow along with that. I saw this article here. It's President's Day, so 24/7 Wall Street put together a list of the weirdest trivia about every American president. Here's just some of the highlights. James Garfield was ambidextrous. He could write in two different languages at once. Greek with one hand, Latin with the other. Then Martin Van Buren invented, or at least popularized, the term okay. The origin dates back to Van Buren's re-election campaign in 1840. He had adopted the nickname Old Kinderhook because he was born in Kinderhook, New York. His supporters shortened it to OK during the rallies, and it took off. And finally, Thomas Jefferson probably would have loved the Weather Channel. He was passionate about meteorology and kept daily detailed records on the weather. So there's just some interesting facts about some of our past presidents. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Roald Dahl's beloved children's books, beloved by all, are being rewritten. Yeah, apparently they're deemed too offensive, including words like fat to describe Augustus Gloop. Or here's some of the other changes. They're going to make the Oompa Loompas gender neutral. The Oompa Loompas will no longer be called short because that's considered, I guess, offensive to some people. Hundreds of changes were made to the original text, which gets rid of some of the more memorable and colorful descriptions of Roald Dahl's characters. But, you know, it's all in the name of, I don't know. I don't know what this name of. Craziness. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Got your top three stories right after WEAR's news.